Good morning, everybody. Sunday. How do you guys do it? How do you get up this many days in a row? How do you show up for your commitments like this? Very cool. I'm excited. It motivates me to be up on a Sunday. Still feeling a little bit under the weather. I don't know how good I look. I noticed some red eye this morning, and I think I may have to go to a doctor on this on Monday. Maybe it won't go away. As it is, today we have a lot of work to do. I'm going to turn on the comments, just see if anybody's here with us. Somebody drop a line in. I know we're going out into the world. Audio's bumping. All right, we'll continue as if. Oh, good, there's somebody good. Warrior! All right, man, very cool. How do you know that? I love that. All right, let's dig into this piece here today. I'm going to keep it moving, but there is so much to do, and it's going to be exciting for us. So let's hang in there. Mike Flint was Warren Buffett's personal jet pilot for 10 years. Flint had flown for 4 different U.S. presidents before, so he was really good at his job. He told Warren one day that he still felt as though he hadn't achieved all that his career and his life goals that he had wanted. So Buffett jokingly said to Flint, you know, the fact that you're still working for me tells me that I'm not doing my job as a mentor. You should be going after more and more of your goals and dreams. Kind of a funny idea to think that you got this gig flying presidents and Warren Buffett around the world, and Warren's going, well, you should still go for some of your dreams. I love that. So Warren Buffett asked Flint to do this 3-step exercise. And Warren Buffett started by asking Flint to write down 25 goals, things that he wanted to do in his life, these things that came to mind when he thought of success in his life and career. So Flint took the night and wrote them down. Then Buffett asked Flint to review his list and circle the top 5, the things that were most important to him that he wanted more than anything else in the world. This was a lot harder for Flint than he thought, since everything on his list was important to him. After all, that's why he wrote them down. But Warren insisted that he could only pick 5. So after some time, he thought and made 5 circles. Are you sure that those are the absolute highest priority for you? Warren Buffett asked him, and Steve confidently replied that they were. Warren now asked Flint when he planned to get to work on those 5 goals that he when what his approach would be. Flint explained, Warren, these are the most important things in my life right now. I'm going to work on them right away. I'll start tomorrow. Actually, some of them I can start tonight. Flint went on to explain his plan. Ah, where's my button? Flint went on to explain his plan. I thought it was that one. There it is. Flint went on to explain his plan for completing those. And you guys, we're going to return to this story at the end of the session today. It's a good setup, though, man. I love that guy. I love that story. I remember hearing it 6 years ago. It kind of rocked my world at a critical time. So my judgment is that this day is going to be a little bit difficult for those of us in this group that are under 35 years old. And I'm basing that just off my own life and my own life experience. It would have been really hard for me before 35 to hear what I'm going to talk to you guys about today. And the truth is, I would go back, give anything to go back 20 years, not to relive that life, but just to tell myself, listen to this, listen to this. And I'm thankful that I heard this story 6 years ago when I was in serious consideration of a transition, a career transition, almost as good as my world as Steve Flint had with Warren Buffett. I mean, I felt like in entertainment, I was the equivalent of flying Warren Buffett and getting to fly presidents. It was kind of the pinnacle of that career. So this exercise is why I'm running 3 growing businesses right now instead of having them sitting on a hard drive waiting for them to be ready. This story is the exact reason. It's more important than anything than we've done so far. And the truth is, we had to do everything we've done to get to this moment. I was nervous about this moment when I was penciling out this project at the beginning. All right, let's dig in. There is a whole lot of safety in having 25 goals. I mean, you could hear it in Flint's voice, the way he tells this story. It's actually a good video of him telling this story, talking about this on YouTube, and I'll share that on the replay page. But there's a whole lot of safety in that. You know, there's this silent agreement that we have with ourselves that none of them are really going to get done, that none of them are really important enough to be the one. And that's what Warren forced him to do by circling these five. And that agreement, you guys know what it, who the agreement's with, right? We talked about this little nugget in our brain a couple of times over our days together. It's that little lizard brain. That's who the agreement was, that part of us that fears and resists change. Back on day four, we practiced. I first introduced the idea of sneaking up on ourselves, and we've done that a couple times in this in our days together. And that's what we're going to take a look at a little bit today. We're gonna go there again, because that is exactly what Warren had his pilot do. You know, that pilot made that mistake of mentioning something. I'm not sure if you mentioned passing comments to Warren Buffett, because I don't think his brain works in the normal way. And maybe this pilot knew well enough, but I'm sure it was a very professional relationship. But just when that invitation was there, he jumped on it, and Warren did something pretty amazing to him. And you have to do that, because honestly, there's no way we're going to think our way out of this. We're just not going to think our way out of these 25 goals. There's too much protection built up in our brain. We have to sneak up on ourselves. Revoking that agreement isn't going to happen by itself. And while it's scary, it's what we're here to do. It's what we're in this group to do. Last week, remember that when I invited you, maybe it was about 10 days ago, I invited you to create a nickname for yourself when you're in your ultimate power. Well, you're going to want to tag that onto your shirt today. You put that on. This is powerful work, and it's going to take everything you got. Okay, let's dig into it, and I'm going to do this one with you on the board. I did get a bit of a jump start. I jumped in a little bit and got going because I have to keep my brain a few steps ahead of you guys. But we're going to take a few minutes and write down a handful of bullet points. We don't need to do 25, and honestly, you could do 25. I have 8. I tell them I have 12 there. And I only decided to do this with you at 6:54. So I spent about 3 minutes doing this and then had to turn on the meeting here. So in 4 minutes, I got 8 of them out. But let's see. I know what I'm going to keep doing. So let's do this. Take a few minutes right now to write down a handful of bullet points that you have on your goal list, project list, would like to do list, anything that occupies a little bit of mental bandwidth from you. All right, I'm going to put our decal back up because I don't want you to be staring at me. But don't judge or qualify this stuff. Just keep writing anything, literally anything that you spend time on should go on this list. Hobbies. Oh, sorry about that. Goals. Trips. Vacation. Keep writing. I'm going to do mine over here. We'll share some of these. Anything. Get them out. This is our time together. What takes up time in your head? Keep writing. We'll give this another 30, 40 seconds. Pen moving. Keep that pen moving. This is good stuff. Dig deeper. Write something you've never written. What's that one? What's something that you say I'm going to get to, I'm going to work on, I'm going to create? Wow. Scraping this, doing this exercise right now, I'm thinking of things I haven't even thought of for a while, but I realize they're still in my brain. You getting that? All right. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to bring this up to an end here. Yeah, well over 35, Danny, I got you. All right, you guys, good. Wow. So what comes up for you when you see all this in one place? You're looking at it, I got my list over there. I don't know what I got up to. All right, 21's good. I could get four more on there pretty easily, and I will. And we'll go through some of these. So this is a record. What you have written down right now, this is a record of your energy distribution. Physical, emotional, mental, energetic. This is where your brain lives. I do it on time. Good. First off, congratulations for doing that. This is a Sunday morning, man. What are we doing? What are we doing? This is a Sunday, so congratulations on doing this, getting up, putting in the work, and digging that out. Now let's head to the end of the story about Warren Buffett and his pilot. Flint replied, well, at the top are my primary focuses, but the other 20 come in close. They're a close second. They're still important to me, so I'll work on these intermittently as I see fit. As I'm getting through my top five, I'll fit them in. They aren't quite as urgent, obviously, but I still plan to give them a dedicated effort. And this is when Warren Buffett spoke up. No, you've got it all wrong, Mike. Everything you didn't circle on that list just became your avoid at all costs list. No matter what, these things get no attention until you've succeeded in your top five. What do you think that did to that guy? What do you think that did to that guy in that one moment? That mind shatter just to say, no, we're not doing this. Avoid at all costs. It's a very powerful list to have in your life. And I can tell you a little story about 6 years ago, and I don't want to go too far into it, but when I was really, really deep in the contemplation of stopping what I had done, you know, for 30 years at that point, 31 years at that point, that idea of a avoid at all costs lists, believe it or not, continuing as a Raspini brother was not one of the things that I circled. Mind boggling. So I snuck up on myself with that. And honestly, we don't need to throw away 20 on whatever work you did this morning. But what was the proportion of that 25? And he said to pick out five of them. So he picked out 20% of them. What's 20% of your list? Could you do that? By getting rid of 80% of your list, whatever that number is. If you did 25, good on you. I wonder how many some people did. I don't know if anyone put that in the comments. But if I did 21, could I get rid of four or five of those? No. You know, can I keep four or five of those, circle four or five of those I want to keep? Yeah, it's big work. I'm going to do that today, and I'll put a post picture up, and I'd love to see yours. All we're doing right now is we're having a realization, all right? The realization that, and taking some fast action on a few. So with that in place, we have a pathway to understanding and action. Really, all we need to do is just have this experience, hear this story, write down our things, circle some, and we can do this. So I want to do that. I trust that what you came to this mastermind to work on was on that list. Is that going to get circled? Are there other things that are going to get circled? And what's going to be on your avoid at all costs list? So let's do this final piece. Circle three to five that matter to you most. Yeah, what are those three to five that matter to you most? Your heart and your gut know instantly which matter the most. Your brain is going to try and scramble the puzzle, I promise you. This is our fast action today, and we did it really well. Who's going to be brave enough to write out that second list, that avoid at all costs? Will you share some of that in the comments? I'm going to do mine right now. I'm going to circle mine. Yep. Wow, this is really discernment, man. It's funny, as I look at this list, I really get three that are on top for me. And the thought of writing off the others is a little scary. Steve Flint didn't have the benefit of knowing he was writing off the others when he circled his. We have that. All right, you guys getting yours? You getting at the end? Maybe this was easier for you guys and I took too long. All right. I got my four. How'd you guys end up? Yeah, you're not kidding, Sora. That's intense. Perspective shift. All right. Where are we at? We're at 18. Good. Oh, we did a lot today. I thought this was going to be a lot longer. I'm so glad we got to do this together. So, you guys, if you want to do this, share some in the comments. If you want to do it, email me a picture. You have a board like this. I'll share mine right now. This is where I ended up with 100K a month, just because I know that would inspire the hell out of me to do a lot of the other business things that I love doing. And it's just a number, just a number. Juggling world, there were some months that came close to that, or that did that, of course, for the team, but individually, that would be a fun month. Doing Showbiz Blueprint Live, something that's been bubbling in my head for probably a year and a half, and I don't want to let it go. So I knew that I'm circling that. Hike parts or all of the Pacific Coast Trail with my son. That will happen before I die. And support work for couples with my wife. She's a You know, as you got to see on one of the days, was it 13 or 14? Yeah, she's amazing to work with, and I want to do that. So good. So that's what this is coming down to. And do I say goodbye to all those other things? Do I put them on my avoid at all cost lists? Yeah. Does that mean I stop playing ukulele for fun? Frick no. But the idea of nailing it, that big idea of just being able to pick it up and do anything in the world with it. good. I love that, you guys. Yeah, big perspective shift. All right. Thank you. Take that to heart, that list. Take that to heart, this whole exercise. Please share that with me. And let me know if it's okay to share it with the group. I'm planning something for our day 21 together, and I would really like you to send me any successes that you've had during our time together, anything that you've stepped off, any cliff you've jumped off that you've stood on for a long time, any results you've had. I want to be able to collect all that on day 21, do kind of a party and then a going forward piece that I can tell you to take the energy moving forward. But the more I have, the further back we pull the slingshot. All right, good. Let's look at a question today, 'cause boy, there's a great one. And it's from this lady. Look at this. I love the irony of this. You guys will love this. This is hilarious. This is the irony of the photo versus the question. This is Sora who's with us. What do you do when you can't get yourself out of bed due to overwhelm? Do you have a mantra you repeat? Do you have a visualization technique you like to use? So the whole idea of not being able to get out of bed because of overwhelm and being caught up in chains is contrast. It's a nice contrast. So, Sora, can't get yourself out of bed. You know, one thing I hope today, it's been a miracle in this program that every day there's been a question submitted that I can draw from that ties right into the lesson, and today's no exception. Overwhelm is nothing more than diluting our goals so much that we don't recognize who we are. It's literally adding so much water in that we can't even find the little gold specks that are in our life. So what we've done today, Sora, I hope it helps, is to just go through, and you wrote on here about this perspective shift. Does that lighten it up? Does that free one of the chains from you that keeps you bound? One of my favorite things to do is to do what I call moving the success line. So how do I explain this kind of quickly? I think in your case, I know you hold a lot of balls in the air, right? I mean, you have other people who work for you. You're getting gigs for other people. You're doing some hiring people out, running this entire basically business. So there's a lot of balls in the air. There's a lot of pressure. And it's really easy to feel like I'm not successful until I get to a 10. What I can invite you to do is to find successes. We've talked about this a little bit before, acknowledging and celebrating the milestones. But what is it like for you to celebrate what it feels like to just pick up the phone, to make the call? And instead of having success pinned on the contract or wherever you're now saying I'm successful because I've done XYZ, got to move that success line a whole lot closer so that you know when you get out of bed in the morning, yeah, I'm going to be successful when I do this. You know, I did this thing when I started doing long distance swimming. I changed it from I could say no. I didn't have a place to say no. Then I changed it to the only place I could say no was when I was in my Speedo at the pool. At that point, I was allowed to say no, I'm not going to go swimming. I went swimming every single morning. I did that. Never missed a day. So move that success line to a place where you know you can reach. All right. You're going to make a commitment to yourself to get out of bed and do this one thing. And once you get that in place, Sora, I hope there is enough behind you. And let me just, I should have done this caveat at first. I've been married for 31 years. I know that you're probably asking this to hear some feedback. I don't want to, you know, as they say, mansplain this to you because I don't know your exact situation. What I can tell you is I believe in you. I've watched you through Showbiz Blueprint. I've seen what you do. I've seen the videos you've done. I know what you're doing with Josh and how you guys are pushing through this. I hear you. I know it's a struggle. And if any of what I just said helps you, I hope it does. And don't think there's an easy answer to this. Overwhelm, as I started this thing out saying, is dilution to the point where you don't even recognize your own gold. So sift it out with this exercise and then return to who you are. All right. I will talk to you guys tomorrow morning for day 20. Been an incredible, incredible journey to be with you. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great Sunday.